Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. Happy Super Monday, which is what I call it when you've been off for 3 or 4 days. And
super.
literally 60 seconds ago, right before Rach started playing the music, Trish Gazelle says, kind of to no one, just out to the ether, she just goes, I just don't care about anything anymore. We're like, okay, everyone look alive. Lover show in 3, 2.
Give your best. I just don't. And the more people make me want to care about things, the more I don't want to care about them.
For example?
Anything. Like, just, I started watching the Sunday news programs yesterday. I was watching I started watching Chris Wallace, and then the Omicron came on, and I'm just like, here we go again. it's just overwhelming. It's overwhelming.
There's a lot going on.
I literally rolled my eyes, and I was just like, here we go again.
I felt the same way about Omicron. I'm like, this feels like we're on the fourth movie in like a sequence where it's like it keeps COVID is real. I'm not doubting that the new variant is a real thing, but it's like, come on, this again. Yeah. It's getting old,
it
people.
It feels like we're in a simulation written by a 13-year-old boy where he's like, Omicron! You're like, oh.
So they've beat Delta. It's like the end of a horror movie, yeah. And it's like, and everything's fine now, and then they go back into the haunted house, and the ghost jumps back out.
But I just, you know, we're screaming pants on fire again, and if it's warranted, I get it, but
I think
we did
that's
that.
Liar.
Whatever. We did that about Moo, and nothing ever happened. So I'm just like, I get the precautions we have to take. I am boosted. I am pro-vaccine, pro-mask. But just let's not do a 24-hour news cycle every single day on this until we get more facts.
Mm-hmm. Especially since South Africa is saying that actually try not to panic because Omicron might not actually be all that bad. It seems like it causes pretty, it's very infectious, but it causes pretty mild symptoms.
I was thinking today, this is no, you know, genius original thought, but we talk a lot about how much the news sucks, and it really, like, the news is gossip. It's just gossip. Even, like, nighttime, it's just, people, we're just gossiping about each other.
So what do you think could happen?
Yeah, right. Exactly. That is what it is.
We're going to have an expert on to tell us what could maybe happen.
You guys hear about Omicron? Oh, it's so bad.
I'm going to treat my Omicron with Regeneron.
Where do we come up with these names? Omicron.
Omicron.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to name it Dale,
right?
But I mean, maybe
right,
something
Dale.
A little less.
The Dale variant.
Like, I don't want to go out Brian. With Omicron.
Yeah, that's a star, which makes me think that it's some kind of Latin word at some point.
Mm.
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, Delta's Latin, right?
Or Greek.
I thought it was Greek.
I'm chiming in.
Something like that.
No clue what I'm talking about.
I thought we had
about.
Beta.
Like a whole
alpha,
bunch more to go.
Beta.
Oh. It's,
Kappa.
It's also a Greek letter.
Yay!
We're really
showing our ignorance here.
I'm sorry, I didn't study Greek.
It means what?
Small.
Oh.
It's represented in the Greek language by the letter O, which is... Never could have figured that one out.
Alrighty.
O for Omicron.
So, continuing with Trish, who we love. You were saying earlier today, we're all like, hey, how's Thanksgiving? We're like, oh, I drove to Illinois three times, and everyone in the family was together for the first time in a decade. And Drew's is like, I did nothing. And I'm like, oh, well, what did you do? And she goes, nothing.
It was so great.
I sat in my room, and I watched movies, and I played Sudoku.
I watched Goodfellas, Godfather 2, Legally Blonde, Legally Blonde, Red, White, and Blue, Rocky 2. Part of Rocky 3.
Damn, girl.
All the old ones. The Jeez. Classics.
I got so bad yesterday. I started to watch a Castle for Christmas starring Brooke Shields. And I made it like the first 5 minutes she does the Drew Barrymore show. And I had to tap out. I'm like, you're better than this. Rise above it.
Christmas movies.
I'm at my limit with the Drew Barrymore show, man. I see it every day in here. It's on this TV that's right next to me, as well as the one that's right above your head when I'm looking at you.
It's starting to wear Rachel down. She kind of likes
I like
now.
Drew now. She's like familiar to me.
There are a million Bigfoot movies, as you know, all shot on an iPhone. They're all 99 cents. And I found this one guy, this kind of young kid, and all he does is walk around in the snow. He never sees anything. And then like every 5 minutes he does this. What was that? And so I'm watching it. And I'm just hate watching. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I finish it, and it goes like, you know, there's a sequel to this. I'm like, fine. So I watch the sequel.
Hey, I watch the same thing.
It's exactly the same thing.
You know, people worked really hard on this movie. I guess I'll just watch it.
Was he by himself?
Yeah.
So he's just saying, what was that, to himself?
Yes. He's just out, and he's out in the middle of the tundra.
Let's make a movie. I can do that walking down the hall. Who is that?
It's Kevin Kline.
Rach, how was your Thanksgiving?
Very nice. Thank you.
Good.
I don't really have anything interesting to
say. You
made
potatoes.
I made sweet potatoes. They were a hit. I made bread.
Which I think is very commendable. Making bread, like teaching yourself how to make bread.
And I'm going to make us some artisan bread for the staff this week. Maybe I'll whip up the dough tonight and we'll bake it tomorrow. Who knows what could happen.
So good.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I just pretty much chilled as well. Went to the gym a couple times, watched a bunch of TV, played my Nintendo Switch, had a good time.
You know, we were talking about MetroLink, and someone from MetroLink reached out to us. And Nick's girlfriend, Bree, lives in Chicago now and just been there like a couple months. And so she was down here for Thanksgiving. We're talking. She's like, yeah, I really need to you know, embrace the train, but I'm just kind of afraid of it. And she said one of her friends was sitting on the train a couple weeks ago wearing Birkenstocks, and a guy walked up to her, pulled them off of her feet, and walked out. Mm. He literally stole her shoes off of her feet.
I've got a letter there.
Did you guys see over the weekend a Best Buy got looted by between 20 and 30 people? They called it a looting flash mob.
This is like the new trendy thing. I hate to say trendy, but yeah, they're doing all these smash and grabs.
You see the cop that got shot?
Mm-mm.
So it was in San Francisco, I believe, and the media were covering the smash and grab, of course. Mm-hmm. So they're filming it as it happens, and one of the looters tried to grab the guy's like CNN camera. A cop stepped in to stop it, and he got shot dead.
Oh, wow. God.
Yeah. Jeez. What a dumb way to die.
Okay, so we have all of this stupidity happening, and that's evil, obviously. And then you have the people who are making it worse by pretending it's not that big of a deal. For instance, did you see the Seth Rogen stuff over the weekend?
Yes.
No.
I didn't.
So there was a comic, I guess he lives out in L.A., who tweeted about the fact that his family's cars got robbed in Los Angeles.
Oh, I did
and
see
like,
that.
Oh, this place, the city is like a third world country. It's, you know, crime is out of control. Yeah, he said it's a crime-riddled third-world asshole of a country, but thanks to the LAPD who arrested the guys who stole from our cars and all this stuff. Seth Rogen replies and goes, this is going to make you so mad, Dave. Dude, I've lived here for over 20 years. You're nuts, haha. It's lovely here. Don't leave anything valuable in it. It's called living in a big city. Basically, if you're upset because something got stolen out of your car, you're nuts. And then he goes,
it's your fault.
Right. Yeah. The guy goes, okay, is it okay that I'm mad that I got stolen from? Seth Rogen goes, you can be mad, but I've had my car stolen from 15 times, and I don't view my car as an extension of myself. I've never felt violated. One time a robber left a cool knife in my car, so it was like getting a little treat. It's like, God. Okay, you don't get to look, you don't look at your car as an extension of yourself because you are a multi-millionaire. But for people who can't just go, oh, whoopsie-daisy, my tires got slashed and my windshield got knocked out and, oh, my car was actually taken from me and I don't have the money to take care of this. And even if I did, it's not my responsibility. Like, are you nuts? I don't think of it as an extension of myself. Okay, well, you're rich. So if you don't think of any of your property as an extension of yourself, you can easily replace it. There are people out there struggling and working hard. And I've definitely been in the position for years at a time where it's like, if something goes wrong with my car, it's all going to be real bad. Like if I can't get to work and stuff.
Well, and the guy that he was talking to is super rich as well. I mean, he might even be richer than Seth Rogen, but it's part of that. Like, it's just weird to, it's weird to get mad at somebody. And it's not like they were having a conversation. Like this guy was like, hey, Seth Rogen, like, Rogan just jumped in out of nowhere to be like, it's dumb to be upset if your car gets robbed in a big city. And it's like, no, it's not.
You know, a lot of things can do it to people. You know, we've all had friends who get into a relationship where they're just like everything to each other and they sort of lose track of reality. Mm-hmm. I think when you get a lot of money, you feel that way too. Mm. And I was just thinking about how, Gavin Newsom, who's what, governor, and he was, you know, most of the liberals have been like, you know, defund the police and we need this, we need that. That's so great until you start getting hit. And now with all the flash mobs in California, now he's out there. He's like, there's no excuse. There's this. It just, all this air we push out of our faces is just meaningless. All this stuff we say, it's like, you don't really mean, you think, I'm not even sure if you think you mean that, but to the extent that you do, you're going to change your mind as soon as it affects you, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I just love that. The millionaire movie star saying
Seth
like,
Rogen.
Oh, get over it.
It's not an extension of me. Well, yeah.
And why is he even commenting?
Exactly.
Like, you don't have to comment on every single thing you see on social media. It doesn't have to do with you.
I did see that over the weekend, and just the little screenshot I saw, he was getting lots of love for it.
What an idiot.
Yeah, people are like, thank you, Seth. Like, put things in perspective.
Think of the robbers, won't you? Think of the people who, you know, they wanted to steal your gun, so they broke into your car. They wanted to illegally obtain a firearm, or they were just trying to see if you had money or guns.
Yeah.
What about those people?
This stupid.
Someone tweeted, Seth's right. It's no big deal. Just have the valet bring around your other car and text your assistant to have the first one detailed.
Hell yeah. No kidding. 222 DGS. You watch Succession, right?
Yeah. Did you start it?
Yes.
Oh.
And Rach, you've started it recently, right? You've seen it.
I'm familiar with Succession. I'm not as into it as you and Trish. Yeah. But
I was just thinking last night that I need to get on the train.
Wait.
Because I love everything about it.
Okay.
Or like the concept of it. And I love all the people that are in it. Kieran Culkin and the guy that played Cameron.
I am fine. I just finished the first season. And if anyone out there has seen it, it's just like, you know,
it's on HBO.
High intrigue. Everyone's screwing each other over. Everyone has an agenda.
That's so good.
So I was texting with Nick over the weekend. So we went to my sister's on Friday night and went to my mom's on Saturday. And Nick couldn't make it on Friday and he wasn't sure about Saturday. And I said, you might want to think about going. Good way to knock out a few obligations. And he goes, okay. Like, what a weird thing to say. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I've been watching Succession too much. And that's exactly what it was. Like, I realized I was just like.
His answer was very Romanesque, too.
Yeah,
by
true.
The way.
You're side-eyeing your mom like she's some Machiavellian master.
Rach, were there chairs for sale in the middle of the road?
I was driving down Hampton Avenue yesterday, and, you know, right before you get to, like, the Steak and Shake, there's the, where 40 comes in, whatever. In the median, there were two recliner chairs set up and a sign that said, two chairs, $50.
Well, was there a person by there?
No. I didn't know what was going on. Like, first of all, I don't want your chairs, but let's say I did. Yeah. Do I leave a 50 under a rock and take the chairs?
That's
now?
Crazy.
Is someone normally here, but they're going to the bathroom in the Steak and Shake? Like,
what's
going on? It was so weird. Just one of those moments, like, I didn't know you could do that. I didn't know you could set up furniture in the middle of the
road.
I don't
know if they're still there.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, how do we collect on that if you're selling two chairs and set them in the median of the road?
I know I was thinking about it too hard and it bothered me too much, but I wrote on the sheet, like, are we doing this now?
Yeah.
Like, is this a thing? This is just...
Okay. Better than Craigslist.
I guess, but like, what if everyone does that? What if everyone puts their mattress in the middle of the road and is like, $200?
Yeah, I'm intrigued by the transaction. Like, how do you make this happen?
Yes, I am too.
There used to be someone who lived by my house who sold firewood. And, oh gosh, what was it? Like $25 for whatever, you know, this.
A barrel or something.
Yeah.
Bunch of logs.
And you just put it in the little pot, you know, by there. And I only had 15. So I was going to take $15 worth of. I'm a grown man. So I'm doing it. And the guy pulls up and I look like Hobo Joe.
Yeah.
Like, you know, can I, how much wood can I get for this much money?
What happened?
He, like, I'm like, oh, hello, neighbor. And he's like, you live in this neighborhood? Looking like I always do.
From the guy like, who steals the pumpkin loaf from the counter, you were going to leave $15 and take $15.
I really thought he was just going to say he took it.
That's what I thought.
Guess where the pumpkin loaf is now?
The pumpkin loaf?
In the freezer.
Hasn't been touched.
In the car. It made it all the way through Thanksgiving. No one touched it. No one touched it.
But it was such a beautiful loaf.
I know.
And I brought it back.
Did you give it to Becky?
No.
Did you give it to Becky?
Did you give it to Becky?
Did you
give it to Becky?
I came out weird.
David, I have a question for you. Did you give it to Becky or did you leave it in your vehicle?
Okay. That is from Wednesday, by the way. And she probably had to get it on. No, it was from Tuesday.
No. No one's going to eat it. So remember when Phoebe needed fake bread?
Yeah.
And I shellacked it?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to shellack it so that it's like a trophy. So then we can put it out every Thanksgiving.
And someone can take it.
Like
and we all have
mystery.
To figure out who.
The pumpkin mystery.
That is a great idea. Fun and games.
My favorite Thanksgiving tradition, a monument to sins.
Just like we stole the land from the Native Americans.
There you go.
So did Dave steal the pumpkin loaf
from
Becky.
There's a lesson in there.
I do love the whole we have to guess who stole it, though. That's mm-hmm. great.
You like it?
Yeah, that's really fun.
I like it.
The lights go out. When they come back on, it's
all right,
gone.
Now it's weird.
Okay, full on purge.
Everyone's blind. Someone has a baseball bat.
Here's how it starts every time. The lights go out, and then someone goes, did you give it to Becky?
No, I have stolen it for myself.
All crime is legal for the next 24 hours.
Whoever steals the pumpkin loaf gets one wish.
All crime is legal for an hour in the Odyssey building. What's the first thing you would do? Yeah, everyone's chasing down Kevin Colleen.
Everyone's throwing kitchen knives at each other.
Oh, my God.
You know you can kill anybody, but we know.
I'm ripping computers out of the TVs off the wall and just running.
That reminds me of a couple of years ago, they were getting rid of a bunch of old computer monitors. Do you guys remember this?
Oh, yes.
And it was when Tim Convy still worked here. We miss you, Tim. And he was like, I was taking a computer. He's taking a computer. Andrew's taking a computer. And I see him walking out and he comes up to me. Andrew goes, that part-timer just took four computers home. He was like so flabbergasted. And then really you see this kid with like monitors under his arm just like looting the Odyssey building.
Why wouldn't you?
It was kind of like, you barely work here. Yeah, you should probably just take one.
And then we got all the computers home because they were very upfront with us here. They were like, look, these are old
they
computers.
They do not work.
That we don't need anymore.
So why'd you take one?
Some of them
I thought I could get maybe the monitor to hook up to something else.
Trish, I took it because I'm a little piggy. And if you say, here's some free stuff, I go, ooh, free.
Exactly.
And I take it.
So whether it works or not.
You ended up with a 40-pound piece of junk.
Lucy would think mom's a traitor or something with two different screens. She's a traitor. 234 DGS, happy Monday to you. I had some, there it is. So we just opened our strategic oil reserves last week.
Mm-hmm.
And over the weekend, Canada tapped their strategic maple syrup reserves. True story.
They're running out.
I want to go to Canada. Like when that's what you're worried about, you know, like we're going to tap the maple syrup reserves. Got to figure it out somehow.
They're pretty strict on COVID over there.
In Canada?
Yeah. So at my sister's house, her stepdaughter has a boyfriend who's from Canada, and he was there. And I said, oh, what's it like going back? He goes, it is such a pain. When they go back, they have to take a COVID test. Then he was on a 2-hour Zoom call with a nurse then had to take another COVID test like 8 days later. Like, they're very, very strict on coming back and forth across the border. Just FYI. Yeah,
Drake was stuck in Canada for a while there.
Mm-hmm.
It was the whole thing.
Like the whole year.
I was, as much as I hated working at Mr. Donut, making donuts, I was thinking about if I could go back and have the skills I did then, because now I would just burn myself, it'd be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. You know, just like one time, like, woohoo. And I said that to Nick, and Nick used to be a barista at Caldi's, and he was like, oh my God, when I had to work, I hated it, but it would be a lot of fun to go back and do that again. Do you guys have anything like that?
Yeah, because it's not your job. That's why it'd be fun.
Thanks, Rich.
Right? I mean, because you don't have to do it every day.
Go ahead, Andrew.
I was just going to say, I would love another crack at Kohl's. Like legitimately.
And I'm not sitting in the little kid's dressing room this time.
How many days did you last?
I lasted for like almost a year.
Oh.
Over a year, I think. And I lasted a while. It's just what their trick was with me was that they would give me like 6 to 8 hours, whatever the minimum was to keep me employed is how much they would give me. And then right towards the end of that, which is right around the time that I quit there and moved on to my internship here, I had sort of discovered my work ethic. So I was actually starting to work like harder and starting to become like invested in the things that I did.
When did this happen?
But, you know, I would like another crack at that. I would like to go back to
teach them his boss.
I'm picturing him discovering his work ethic. Like, he's sitting in the dressing room hiding, but then he sees a shirt and he's like, I'm going to fold that.
That's literally it. It was one day I would walk past the towels, which it was my job to like fold and make presentable.
Little kid walks in his underwear. He's like, I'm just going to leave. I think that's what a management decision would be.
And I'm like throwing, and then I would like make the towels worse and be like, ha ha, that's funny. But then, like, one day I walked past and was like,
kind of a monster.
I need to make that look nice. I was terrible. I was a bad employee. I would never claim to have been a good employee. That's why I'm saying I would like another crack at that to, like, I bet I could be a decent employee now. And I want to see what Kohl's Andrew was like.
So.
I would like to see what Kohl's Andrew is like.
CEO of Kohl's.
In his 30s, and that's not just trying to get out of work the whole time he's at work.
Andrew's the CEO. He's like, okay, no more messing up the towels. Okay? Learned our lesson about this.
I'm taking a hard stance on towels.
When I worked at Senior Donut, I would work like all day, Saturday and Sunday, or midnights, and then I would clean 4 days a week. And to clean, you got 3 hours, usually get there about 6, you know, you're out at 9, what have you. And I would do it in an hour, and I'd do a terrible job. And my boss sent me down, he was only like 25, and he's like, Dave, like, I was getting paid $287, $335, whatever it was. He goes, you're here for an hour. You're getting $3. Like, by the time they take your taxes out,
it's
you're
not
down
worth
to it. $225. What are you doing? Like, like so many things in life, it didn't make sense. I didn't think it through.
Well, you probably just felt like, my parents want me to have a job. I'm supposed to have a job. I'm going in and I'm doing it, but you're not connecting the dots on I could
Although
be making
it wasn't
more money.
Like, it wasn't like my kids. Like, I didn't get money, you know, like my mom and dad didn't give me money. So that was my money for gas and everything.
Yeah, that was
and
your running around money.
Yeah, I just was
you
that lazy.
It up.
Just that lazy. Rachel, where was your first? Was it?
My first real job was at Raging Rivers. And that would actually.
Was fun.
It was really fun, especially my second year there. I did a position called House and Grounds. And if you worked mornings, you would get there before the park opened and clean pools and stuff. And it was so that's what I would do if I could go back. I would love to be there at 8:30 in the morning, like with no one there. The Mississippi River looks pretty. You're in a pool by yourself cleaning it. Like, I just loved being outside. And I got really fit because the park is on hills. So you'd be walking up and down the hills all day.
Yeah.
It was pretty fun summer.
I had a joint interview with my friend Jake to be a House and Grounds person one summer. They rejected both of us.
Like stepbrothers?
It was like stepbrothers. They told us both to come in, so we just, like, we sat down together next to each other. I was like, we're very good
well,
at working.
In fairness, you hadn't found your work ethic.
I hadn't found, no, it would have been, they made the right choice by not hiring me. Don't get me wrong.
Trish, you want to hear a psycho story?
Yes.
When I was at SIU, I was super, super into weightlifting. It was my whole thing. Like, I was just obsessed with it. Bodybuilding, weightlifting. And I was at the SIU part-time job little center, and there was one in Alton, at like the ConAgra, whatever that place is. And like physical labor, got to be able to lift sacks and things like that. And
you're like, oh, I got this.
Well,
one.
No, the kid in front of me was a little Poindexter kid, and they gave him the interview, not me. And so I drove down the Burm Highway as fast as I could, got there before this kid. And I walked into the boss's office. This really happened. I'm ashamed. And he goes, oh, you the guy from SIU? And I'm like, well, I'm a guy from SIU. The guy that's about to get here, I think you'll be able to see that he wouldn't be able to lift a sack. And I think you'll agree that I could probably take care of this. And he goes, wait a minute. You're not the one they sent me? I'm like, well, no, but as I'm telling you.
I should be.
And he's just like, son, not only can I not hire you, but you should really, really rethink this. Like, this is not okay. I walked out and kissed my biceps or something.
You thought that was a good idea for some reason. That poor kid.
I thought he'd be like, oh, thank God you came in.
Sure, I can see where you would think that.
Oh, my gosh. That's a little weird.
It's terrible. Psycho.
I mean, it's, yeah, you shouldn't do it.
Total psycho.
But I get where you're coming from.
What?
I get where your
thought
was.
How do you get, like, how?
Because he was a child. He had, like, obviously, now
he thought he was better than that other person.
Just say it was weird, because it was weird.
I mean, it was weird, but
okay, that's it.
Rach, what was the plea from the Karens?
Nobody.
Oh, okay, so this was printed in the Post-Dispatch, actually. Real Karen, speak out. Please stop insulting us. And it's basically a letter.
I thought you were going to stop there.
They famously love to speak out.
The end.
Well,
and it's just telling about how local women named Karen have been hurt by this trend of calling anyone who's behaving poorly a Karen. And for instance, Karen Lawning of Troy, Missouri, says that she finds the usage hurtful. She says, I don't like giving anyone my name. At first, she let the insult roll off her back, but then she saw her friends and family members constantly posting about it on Facebook and telling her to lighten up if she objected. She said, they are thinking it's cute, but they don't get it. Other Karens say, they're shunning and mocking me for my name. Karen's claiming that they have lost friends. People don't want to hang out with them anymore because their name is Karen.
Oh, no. I'm calling BS on that one.
They're acting like a bunch of real Karens.
So it goes on to say, when the real Karens try to explain how the insult goes beyond teasing, they often get little sympathy. People point out that people of color and immigrants have suffered racism or slurs for many decades, and this is not a big deal in comparison. So if a Karen... an actual Karen, a woman named Karen, steps up and says, hey, this is hurtful. People go, oh, shut up. Everyone's had it worse than you. And the cycle continues.
It would be annoying. Yeah. I will say that. I don't know if I'd be, like, hurt by it, but it would get so old so quick.
Well, also.
Because, you know, every time she opens her mouth to say her name, somebody's making a joke.
If you think you've lost multiple friends just because your name is Karen, you are wrong. People don't like you.
But it does stink whenever your name is associated with anything negative.
Sure.
I have two bad ones. Rachel Dolezal all over the news forever. And then George Zimmerman. That was rough. That was a hard time.
Did people say stuff to you about that?
No, they didn't. But it was always just like Zimmerman.
You didn't want to say your name out
loud. It was
loud.
Like ultimate racist Zimmerman. And I'm like, yee.
Not related. Not related.
It was really hard on her brother, George Dolezal.
What?
I don't know.
That was funny in my head.
No, but I mean, that's being said, like, I get it. Like, it stinks whenever, you know, if a new serial killer just dropped and their name were Trish, it would be like, oh, man, come
not
on.
Not that Trish. I'm not that Trish.
I would love Trish the serial killer. That would really make
You're
me
You're being
laugh.
A real Trish about this.
But Karen has blown up to a proportion that is not even logical at this point. I maybe would go by my middle name just so I wouldn't have to deal with it anymore.
It's saying that a lot of women named Karen are going by their middle names as a result of it.
Who would name a little girl Karen now?
Right.
It's really going down in popularity.
I'm sure.
Wow.
I mean, it's not like a ton of people were naming their daughter Karen in 2020 anyway, but it's gone way, way, way down.
We're bullying a whole name out of existence.
Yeah. Well, and some women named Karen, not Karens, are saying that the whole Karen term is just kind of a soft misogyny thing. Like, oh, this woman is doing something stupid, so the dumb woman. It's kind of like Karen is a stand-in for that. Like, I think we've all seen someone being called a Karen for kind of normal behavior from time to time. the thing that always confused me, especially in like summer of 2020 when it came out, someone would be being racist and they would be called a Karen. I'm like, well, why don't we just call them a racist?
Right.
Like, to me, a Karen is more like, can I speak to the manager? Like, not like, I'm prejudiced against you.
Mm-hmm. 250 DGS. Can I crap on some I don't know anything about? Method acting. So Lady Gaga is in this new Gucci film where she does like the Italian accent. And she decided to go method acting, which is where you immerse yourself. Some stars are famous for this. And so for 9 months, she was in character. 9 months, like a year of her life. She was in character, speaking with the accent. Gary Oldham said that he slept in a casket for 6 months before Dracula. How about you just don't? How about you just show up on day one, have a croissant, act, do your best, be Dracula.
Have a croissant.
So did she not use a cell phone?
It's a good question.
Because your character probably didn't have one.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen that great picture of Daniel Day-Lewis when he was shooting Lincoln? No. He's sitting in like a diner, but he's in like full Lincoln like makeup, and it's because he stayed in all of that method act.
Yeah,
but he's just like eating eggs and sausage.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, I think it's the kind of thing that actors do simply to seem cool.
I think you're right.
Also, or they get a little full of themselves.
Yeah,
like, the method acting they choose is always like kind of sounds kind of fun, like Lady Gaga talking with like a big over the top goofy accent. Or like, you know, sleeping in a coffin or whatever. Like,
yeah, that doesn't sound fun.
I don't know. I think it sounds kind of fun. I'll give it a try.
Well, let's do it then.
I'll do
Dave, get a coffin.
I bet a coffin's kind of cozy.
Yeah.
As long as you don't put the lid on. You got the sides, the cushion sides.
Mm.
It's like a twin bed with rails.
Mm-mm.
Man, coffins are terrifying to me.
I mean, yeah,
now
sure.
If you're the
Empire.
The
idea of being like closed in one and then buried alive or whatever, that's
but sleeping's
terrifying.
Cool.
But yeah, if you're just like hanging out in there in the living room or whatever.
An airplane passenger refused to stop breastfeeding her cat.
I saw that and I am just really confused. Really confused.
How can I help? Which part?
The part where she's breastfeeding a cat, that part?
Allegedly. That's what Newsweek says. Allegedly breastfeeding
cat. Why do you hate
cats?
Rachel's like, now let's not get too mad at the cat.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sensing a lot of judgment here.
I didn't even see that.
Let's just be clear, the cat did nothing wrong, okay?
Are you accusing me of breastfeeding my cat,
Dave? No.
Okay, because I don't, just to be clear, I'm a little troubled that would even come up.
No, I hear that causes gingivitis in cats, so that would be. You want to share that news?
I'm reading about the cat who was breastfeeding on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm reading it too. There was a message from the pilot, like code red. There's a woman who's breastfeeding her
cat.
That's
the code red?
And she will not put the cat back in its crate.
That's very specific on a code red.
You'd think that'd be like code cyan or something. You'd think that red would be something
code
a little
white.
More. Yeah, something a little more common than.
Oh, it said the woman had a hairless cat swaddled up in a blanket so it looked like a baby.
Adorable.
Her shirt was up and she was trying to get the cat to latch and she wouldn't put the cat back in the carrier, and the cat was screaming for its life.
I thought you were going to say lunch. I really did.
Okay, if the cat's not even into it, let's not do this, woman. Like,
so
first of all, it's messed up to begin with, but the cat doesn't even want the breast milk.
So was she like... Is this a situation where she was like girl bossing too close to the sun? Like she finagled.
Girl bossing.
Like she swaggered her cat onto the airplane like as a baby, but then she was like, people are going to start noticing this isn't a real baby.
I mean, it was in a crate.
Oh, I thought she said it was swaddled in her arms.
Yeah, she took it out of the crate.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man. You know what stinks about like lawyers and stuff? Now Delta has to release a statement. Delta fully supports a woman's right to breastfeed.
God.
See, why are we so stupid that we need that?
Seriously.
Delta, are you trying to say you don't support a woman's right to breastfeed?
Her cat?
They're hairless cats?
I like that Andrew thought that this lady shaved a cat, put it in baby clothes.
I thought she was just like, I bet I can get this cat on the plane
with me. Swaddled it, brought it on, and thought, I better breastfeed. I better work up some milk.
Man, they're going to start noticing this is a cat any second now. I gotta throw them off the scent.
What's wrong with people?
I don't know.
Because, look, I've been in over my head before. I know that's like, I got to take this even farther if I'm going to get out of it.
I'm surprised that's the only report we've had since. I mean, there haven't really been any.
Did we just break the news on KMOX?
Yeah.
We are the news leader of the Midwest.
No, I'm saying with everybody who flew over this past week that there weren't more weirdo stories like this. Maybe more along the lines of somebody punching somebody, but still.
What do you do? You're next to the lady. She starts breastfeeding the cat. What do you
do? I have to move. First of all, I'm not sitting there watching this happen.
First of all, can I pet your cat?
And then I'm going to go up to the flight attendant and be like, I think that woman's...
The cat's cute. Hairless. I love hairless cats.
Put that thing away and the cat too. Yeah, took Lucy to the vet this morning. She has gingivitis.
What's that?
In your mouth? Gum disease, yeah. I guess more animals get it than you'd think. What was that, Dave?
I don't know. What?
I didn't do anything. You two are talking about Lucy. I didn't do anything.
So what do you have to do? Do you have to, like, brush her little teeth first?
Smart mouth.
Yeah, smart mouth.
Oh, I thought you were saying we have a smart mouth
just
live
a floss.
Here. No, she has to go have, like, a procedure where they put the cat under and clean her teeth because the cat's not going to go along with a teeth cleaning.
My wife says those are super fun to do.
Maybe Megan should do it. I would feel better about it.
She would love to do it. So all they do is they put her under. It's a very gentle process.
Yeah.
And then they just like scrape and spray.
Of course.
I am married to someone who does this for a
living. So you automatically are a vet. I get it.
Damn.
Yikes.
I got it.
She's like, I watched 18 movies from 2004 this weekend, and I don't have time for anybody's crap, okay?
You know what? Stick your head under the faucet and wash your mouth out. I don't know.
Okay.
Tense in here after a four-day weekend.
I know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.